Midlife and beyond is a time to uncover who you are and discover who you are becoming. Why not identify and understand your fear while you're at it? I'm Carly Newman, and you're listening to Flipside of Midlife, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond who want to feel connected, hopeful, confident, and more satisfied with life than ever before. Big news, my friend. My Elevate membership is now available. For just $25 a month, you get simple, easy-to-use, and impactful content that helps you learn, stretch your comfort zone, and ignite change. This is where you can hone in on one topic each month to elevate your well-being and love your life. Think of the cumulative effects you'll experience when you focus on topics like mindset, rest, values, habits, and lifestyle. Visit my website, flipsideofmidlife.com, to learn more about Elevate and each of the ways I help you thrive. Wherever you are on your journey in midlife and beyond, there's a space for you to tap into my positive vibes, knowledge, and experience. One of my greatest joys is to help you tap into your positivity to explore the endless possibilities on the flip side of midlife. In the last episode of Flip Side of Midlife, I gave you 4 ways to get familiar with your fear. I encourage you to listen to that episode if you missed it. You can become skilled at managing your fear. When you understand how it feels in your body and where and when it tends to show up, you can choose how to respond. In this episode, I'm here to help you work with your fear rather than fighting against it. Before we go any further in this episode, I want to clarify that I am not a therapist. Many women in midlife and beyond struggle with anxiety and fear that interfere with daily life and are best helped by the care and attention of a trained professional. It is not my intention to ignore or minimize these needs. I show up here to help you learn more about yourself and spark desired change. Part of your self-discovery may be that the added support of a counselor or therapist is what you want to create the change that will help you live your happiest and healthiest life. And taking that step, my friend, is one to celebrate. Coming up are a few ways for you to work with your fear and a few prompts to help you explore each of them. Don't worry, I have the prompts in the show notes and in the transcript, so you don't have to worry about writing them down when you take notes. But you're going to want to take some notes, so grab your journal, notebook, or favorite app and take some. If you're not in a note-taking space, listen to the end and know what to expect. I'll drop the time marker in the transcript and show notes so it's easy to get back here when you're in a better place. First up is to listen to the message your fear is sending you. Is your fear a warning sign, or is it cropping up because you're stepping out of your comfort zone? Is it protecting you, or is it holding you back? Once you understand what your fear is telling you, you can choose the response that makes sense for you. Use this prompt to understand the nuances of your fear. Think about how your protective fear differs from the fear that holds you back. How is it different in your body? What are the differences you notice in your internal dialogue? How else do they differ? Another way to work with your fear is to reframe how you think about it. Instead of viewing fear as a negative emotion, see it as a helpful tool that keeps you out of harm's way and alerts you to growth opportunities. Think of fear as a helpful signal that tells you which direction to go. Use this prompt to build a mindset of acceptance and appreciation of your fear. Think of how fear has helped you in the past. How has your fear kept you safe? In what ways has fear helped you grow? How can you express gratitude for these past experiences? A third way to work with your fear is to pace yourself. There's no need to run full speed through your fears, my friend. Proceed at the speed most comfortable for you. And usually, slow and steady does indeed win the race. When you choose to step into growth territory, start with small incremental steps. This is an effective way to get familiar with where you're heading and to build momentum. A slow and steady approach allows fear to fizzle and confidence to take its place. Use the following prompt to help you choose a sustainable pace as you face your fear. Think of the root cause of your fear. What are the smallest actions you can take to debunk, deconstruct, or dissipate your fear? How can you notice and celebrate the results you achieve by taking those small actions? Describe the positive emotions you experience as you move through your fear and achieve results. It is within your power to work with your fear rather than fighting against it, my friend. When you do, you boost your resilience and expand your personal growth. Like any new skill, routine, or habit, it takes consistent practice to become proficient. Continue to give yourself grace and avoid self-judgment. If you want to chat with me about your fears or ask for my advice or opinion on something else, schedule a one-hour spot during my wellness hours. I set aside time on Wednesdays and Thursdays to help you with your wellness questions, challenges, and concerns. Head to my website, flipsideofmidlife.com, to learn more and to schedule a time that works for you. I'll be here next week to help you honor your fear and enlighten your path forward. So what are your thoughts about today's episode? I'd love to hear from you, my friend. Email me at carly@flipsideofmidlife.com to share what resonates with you most in this or any of my episodes. I'm grateful for you tuning in. Thanks for listening to Flip Side of Midlife. Will you help other women and midlife and beyond find this podcast? Tell your friends or take a moment to follow, subscribe, rate, or write a review. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.